Next public hearing is conditional use number 2303, Antonia Lopez Lopez.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a food truck business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.238 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Jersey Road, which is Sussex County Route 305, approximately 500 feet southwest of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, and Hollyville Road, which is Sussex County Route 305. The 911 address is 26719 Jersey Road, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 55.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received one letter in opposition. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you.
Hi, my name is Mario Garcia Vicente. I'm represented by myself. We have a lot on Millsboro and Jersey Route. We planning to build house there, but me and my wife, we're talking about putting food truck there to selling some tacos, empanadas. It's what the submit or permit for.
Okay. All right. Mr. Mears?
So this is where you're going to sell things out of the food truck, or is this going to be where you station the food truck and hit the road and go to other venues to sell food?
The food truck, it's coming with all the plans already. We don't have to do any construction works. We have to make a couple car parking lot, like three or four cars. So just for pick up the food, it's like fast food.
So the food is all going to occur there. The food truck isn't going to leave and go to another property.
No, just stay there. It's like 8 by 20, like, or 10 foot by 28 wide, the trailer, where we have right now. So it's come with all the equipment. So it's like selling like hot dogs and all the stuff.
Okay, let's go through a couple questions for the record that you might have already heard tonight.
Okay.
If approved, would you want to sign?
All right.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. What would your hours of operation be?
Our operation is going to be... The hour operation is going to be 9 o'clock to... around 6 or 7 p.m.
9 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Would you, in a restaurant situation, would you provide like a porta potty for customers?
For right now, we got temporarily the rental one, the plastic rental.
Yes.
But later on, maybe we build some. Like a woman and man restroom, but for starting right now, okay. We see if the business is gonna be good in that area. If not, we have to find another place for it.
Okay. Employees, would it be just you and your wife, or would there be more?
Just me and her for start.
And you don't live here on this property yet?
No.
So we'd have to have extra parking considerations for you two also, correct?
Correct, but we have space all the way to the back, to the to the lot.
That's all I can think of.
I just have one. So the people are just gonna get the food from the truck and then leave, or are you gonna have outside seating for them to?
Just for pick it up. Also, if you want to stay, it's just we got two tables outside.
Two tables,
and then I got little pergola. I want to put that little roof, like I would say it's not big, like 8 by 8. Just if somebody wants to stay there to eat.
So there would be outside dining. Okay, that's the only question I have right now. Thank you.
Okay. Um, So the entrance and all state.
Yeah.
Figure all that out.
Yeah.
What about, how about trash? How are you going to deal with trash?
The trash, we're going to pay a company to come and pick it up. Like normal where we do, if it's too much, so might we have to rent the dumpsters, like recycle, like cardboard stuff and all that. But I think more than that, if it's trash, like food, it's not good for selling. We take it with us home. We give for our in our house.
So I guess we would just we could just decide in regard to the stipulations whether or not eating on site would be approved.
Right.
I think we need to consider music too if there's eating on site, outdoor music.
Good point.
Are you thinking that there would be music or not?
Yes, but not loud. Maybe just for the inside the kitchen. Like inside the trailer, not outside, not really loud.
I don't think I have any other questions. Thanks.
Are there any other business uses in the area? I mean, this looks like a pretty residential area here, and I'm wondering about other commercial. Do you know if there are any other commercial uses in the area?
I saw the what's the main restaurant before that. It calls La Quetzalteca, but he's
where was that?
He's out in business now. It's no place.
Right.
He built new storage there or something.
On Route 24.
Yes, on Route 24. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, questions?
None for me, thank you.
Okay. Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you very
yes,
much.
Sir.
Thank
yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2303, Antonia Lopez? Anyone here would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2303? Yes, sir. Step right up. Right up here on the side, orange shirt.
My name is David Parker. I own 106 acres across the street from this parcel. And this is about a nightmare of a traffic jam. People coming off of 24 use that as a relief route on a 25 mile an hour road that they're coming out of Mount Air at quitting time and in the morning going to work. We get it on both ends of 24. The only plus side to this end is there is a light there, but it's just I have a hard time getting across even with the light without people running the light. We've got probably 24 young children along Jersey Road that are live there permanently along with my own grandkids. We have had I've got pictures, I don't know if you need them or not. I mean, parties they've had in the past, they park along my fence. I don't know whether it was them, if they don't live in the house next door, the house next door is backed over and broken my architectural fence. Never had one instance of, hey, we'll repair it or whatever, and then the trash is a tremendous issue. We keep that field mowed, and we probably pick up a half a bag every week or so. Just recently, the whole line there was filled and full of cars, beer cans left, never been picked up. We get a tremendous amount of people that pull in. We've got two drives there that come in, Holly Oak and Bank Cove Drive, that pull in to us to try to figure out what they want to do with four no trespassing signs out there. We still get people running back through the farm. So we're concerned, traffic, children, trash, trespassing. We have our own homes back there. We've been there. We've owned the property since 1969, the back parcel, the front parcel we purchased in 15. But we have a lot of concerns. There's not enough parking. The house alone, there'll be 5-6 cars in the house. That park over in, you can't really see it from here, but park over in the stoned area that they've put in, there's absolutely going to be an issue there if they start having people stop and wait and pick up food. And it is a residential area, always has been. And we just truly oppose it in all conditions.
All right, sir.
I don't know if you got any questions. I got, like I said, pictures of the trash. And
if you have something you want to submit for the record, you may give it to our executive director. Yeah. At the end there.
I didn't bring an extra copy, but I can. Is there a way to send it?
Not really.
Not really.
You have to leave the one that you have.
We might be able to make copies of it very quickly.
Okay.
We'll copy them for you.
All right. Thank
there you. Okay.
Anything? Questions?
Good. All right. Good.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yes, we'll see that you get your papers back here in a second. Okay. Who's next? Who else would like to speak? Yes, sir. The blue shirt. Come on up.
Yes, my name is Ed Timmons. My address is 26880 Hollyoak Road, mm-hmm. which is right straight across from the proposed food truck.
Okay.
There's three people that lives on Hollyoak Road. I'm one of them. But I'm like Mr. Parker. The traffic on that road is horrendous now. Everybody wants to take the shortcut, not because it backs up going into Millsburg, mm-hmm. way back to Manor Plant. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the applicants know this, but when the new bypass goes in, Hollyoak Road is going to be turned into a cul-de-sac at that end. In other words, you won't be able to go out on the red light.
Right.
You'll just be one way in,
right.
and one way
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's going to create a big problem. But that's all I have to say.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right, anybody else? Yes, sir, in the red shirt. Come on up.
Hey, my name is Tom Zader Zaney. I live at 26666 Carlisle Drive.
Okay,
Carlisle Drive actually comes up to Jersey Road. So mm-hmm. if I make a left, mm-hmm. go right down there, I'm over right on 24.
Right.
You know, as good as I know, 24 is dog eat dog. They got accidents every day down there, and it's not getting no better. Now, if I come out and I make a right, which I always do because I'll hit the light,
right.
then I can make my left.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
If it wasn't for that light there, it would be chaos there. Now, another thing, what's happening a lot is a lot of people that's coming down 24 from out there getting off of work and all, and other people, mm-hmm. they'll make a left off of 24 to Jersey Road. Mm-hmm. Then they lead foot down all the way down Jersey Road to get back on 24. Well, they don't know. By the time they get down there, there's another 10 cars down there waiting to try to get on 24. Because you swear sometimes people would actually speed up on 24 not to let you out. It's bad. And just like they were saying here about the kids, we got kids on the car on the Jersey Road. We got people to walk on Jersey Road because before it was a safe road. You didn't have to worry about all this. Now, all of a sudden, with the traffic, that's not getting no better. And my main concern would be safety.
Okay.
It's just a matter of time. You don't do nothing now, it's just a matter of time. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And that traffic from the light on 24 will back all the way up to Mountain Air. And then the other guy, I can't say anything about him yet. But anyway, that's my main concern.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Who's next? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Good evening. I'm Tully Cordry, and I live on 26703 Jersey Road, which would be two houses to the right of where they want to do their business. Uh-huh. My main concern is, one, this land has been in our family forever. And then we have a little single alley that's our property
right. That
goes down between. My concern is going to be, if they should get busy, which I'm sure they're going to want to be busy, are they going to start wanting to shoot down our alley? And it's the same situation as what they're saying here. My neighbors have got grandchildren that play there. I have a backyard that all the kids are allowed to play in. There's not supposed to be traffic, because if it does, most of the time we'll put a cow fence up or something to stop so people don't do it. And it's worked. We don't have that problem right now. But like anything else, when something new comes along, you try to find the quickest outing. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be my concern, is my little alley going to be an exit route to get back out on 24?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is Bruce Sentman. I live at 28440 Justice Lane, which is just off of Jersey Road. Okay. We're about probably a couple hundred yards west of this proposal. Mm-hmm. Like they've said, the traffic is terrible. As the people are coming home from Mount Air and other places, and they turn to race down Jersey Road
right. To
try to beat the traffic. Once they come off of 24, they come around that corner, they're accelerating, and then they're right there at that, somebody slows up to go into this restaurant, truck, whatever they want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be accidents there.
Yeah.
And if people stop on the other side of the road and walk across the street, they're in trouble. And if they're going to be preparing food there, all us neighbors don't really want to smell all this food that's being prepared. They'll have waste that they'll put into dumpsters, they said, or whatever. That'll smell, draw rodents. This is a residential neighborhood. We don't need this in a residential neighborhood. And I don't know why they would want to put a restaurant facility in a road that's going to be cut off here in a few years. And it'll be a cul-de-sac right there just past it. So the only people that'll be coming by it will be the neighbors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they won't be generating any traffic coming in there.
Right.
And like I say, it's mainly just a safety issue. I'm concerned about the smell. I can foresee them having music playing. It's a quiet residential neighborhood except for the traffic.
Yes.
That's what I don't want to see.
All right.
And that's basically what I've got.
Okay. Right. Well,
thank you.
Appreciate you sharing it with us. Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Going once, twice. Now I'm going to go to the internet. Okay. And that's going to be it for the room. So I'm going to ask one more time. Anybody else? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2303, Antonia Lopez Lopez?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right, commissioners, any further questions?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. That being the case, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.